This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Delighted to welcome Brian Smith onto the Punt podcast now, Northern Irish football tipster from the Red Army podcast. Good morning, Brian.
How you doing? Not bad.
Very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Big game this one in Group F.
Massive game. Absolutely massive. This is kind of, this could be a great start for Northern Ireland. Three wins and then a defeat to Romania in the last competitive game, which was to be expected, and I did predict a 2-0 defeat, but this game is huge. It's at home on Sunday. If Northern Ireland can get a win, they're taking a massive, massive step to qualifying for their first ever European Championships.
What did you make to the friendly midweek against Scotland, Brian?
Absolutely awful. Watching paint dry. Northern Ireland have not scored in a competitive in an international friendly away from home in 9 years.
So wow.
And they haven't won a friendly in about five or six. It's Northern Ireland. That game last, the game against Scotland was basically a training match. If anybody watched it, both sides didn't want to tackle each other. Nobody wanted to tackle each other. Nobody wanted to commit. I think players, both teams had one eye on the games at their respective games at the weekend. So I wouldn't take anything from it.
No, Michael O'Neill said afterwards that he rested six or seven players. Do you expect many changes to be made for this match?
I expect a lot. I expect Lafferty to start up front for a start. And I think he, at 11-2, first goal scored is a good price for him. I think you will see a lot of. I think you'll see Norwoods and Evans back, that centre half partnership. That'll be back anyway. I know McNair came in last night. And he's done okay. Stuart Dallas actually had a good game as well. You may see him coming off the bench, the young Brentford player who's raising up through the ranks. But I think you will see a very different Northern Ireland team on Sunday.
And you mentioned they made a really good start to the campaign with those wins against Hungary and Greece before losing to Romania. The importance of this match cannot be understated, Brian.
No, this is huge. This is huge. Northern Ireland are in 9 points. Finland are in four. I think Northern Ireland can win this. I think, hopefully, the crowd will be up for it. The crowd will be up for it at Windsor. I just hope the team aren't nervous or a bit apprehensive. I hope that they kind of go out and kind of embrace it and go for it. I think Northern Ireland can win this. This is not a Finland team. I was going through the Finland team this morning, and there's the only guy that I really know is the guy Pukki that plays for Celtic, and a lot of Celtic fans wouldn't speak too highly of him. So this isn't a particularly strong Finland team like in the past. They had Lippmanen and Hippia. This game's here. Northern Ireland can win this game.
Okay, your best bets then, Brian?
I think Northern Ireland to win 2-1 at 10-1. And also Lafferty first goal score 11-2. I think Lafferty, despite his club form, he's out on loan at Rizespor in Turkey. He's had quite a nomadic club career. He's coming into a bit of form in North. He's coming to some form in this qualifying campaign, so I think he could be well worth a goal.
Superb. He's part of the headline offer as well. Kyle Lafferty to score any time in Northern Ireland to win 5-1, which looks good, Brian.
I actually think that's a fantastic offer. Yeah. I actually really, really do. I think Northern Ireland can win this, and I think Lafferty will. Northern Ireland usually play a 4-5-1. Lafferty will be the lone forward. The likes of Norwood and Corey Evans will be played behind him. So I think Lafferty definitely could be well worth a goal, and I definitely feel Northern Ireland can win this game.
Superb. Thank you, Brian.
Not a problem. All the best. Cheers.
Cheers, Brian.
Brian Smith then, Northern Irish football tipster from the Red Army podcast. Do check that podcast out.
And his wonderful Twitter handle, by the way, which is @Desmond_Funk. Which is great. I don't know why. We asked last time, and he said he didn't want to divulge, no. Which is fine.
But if I, with the greatest of respect to the name Brian Smith here, yeah. I'd change it to Desmond Funk.
Yeah,
wouldn't you?
Exactly. Yeah, he doesn't even call himself Brian Smith on his bio. It's still Smitty. It's probably not quite as posh as that sounds. It's the only time I've ever sounded posh. There's nothing much really I can add to his preview there, other than the fact that. Whatever happens in the game, and I do worry about Northern Ireland when they've got to play a game where they have got where they should win. I mean, I think 17-10 for Northern Ireland wins really good price because as Brian said, Finland aren't too much to write home about. I mean, they conceded to Faroe Islands before winning 3-1, but over 2.5 goals looks good to me. At 13-8, I think that's a decent price. I think both teams will have to go for it, and I think Northern Ireland are capable of scoring a couple at home to Finland here. They've, you know, they scored two against Faroe Islands, two against Portugal at home in a World Cup qualifier. So, you know, I know the friendly goals don't flow, but they tend to at home. So over 2.5, plain old simple for me.
Mad keen as well, Brian, there on that headline offer. So do check that out. Kyle Lafferty to score and Northern Ireland to win at 5-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.